Hello and welcome to the first episode of the Bricks and Banter Residential Conveyancing Podcast with myself, Tom Parkinson from Rowlandson Solicitors and
Laura Cartwright from Bell Lamb & Joynson Solicitors.
So here we are, the first Bricks and Banter.
We are indeed.
How are you doing, Laura?
Really well, thanks. How are you, Tom?
Not too bad at all. Well, this was an idea that we had, a couple of weeks ago, was it, in the car?
We were in the car on the way to Coventry.
We just thought we'd see how it goes. I thought we'd put something formal together and see how we got on.
Yeah, well, a podcast is something neither of us have done, and we thought, why not challenge ourselves?
Exactly, why not give it a go? Just to give us a bit of context, a bit of background as to why we're here, should we just talk about that conversation which we had in the car that day?
Let's do it.
So where we're going to, the Modern Law residential conference, were we? Coventry?
Yeah.
You were kind enough to pick us up and to drive us down there.
Did.
And we were talking and we were throwing a few ideas around and discussing kind of where we'd been at and what we'd been doing and what things are happening in residential conveyancing and the wider property industry. I think we arrived about an hour and a half later, an hour and 45 minutes later, and thought we should have recorded that. And I guess here we are trying to replicate what was all very good about that drive down to Coventry.
Everything we talked about.
The good thing is, I've been told that anything we say is editable.
Right, that's good. Are we insured?
Well, what I found quite concerning before we started this was producer Steve over there in the corner said that, yeah, for £1,000 we can get insured for anything
which we might say
which is libelous or otherwise. So. Good. So just a bit of background in respect of ourselves for those who are listening. My name's Tom Parkinson. I'm the head of the property department at Rowlandson Solicitors. I'm a director. There's about 30 people in our property department. And I also sit on the board of the Conveyancing Association. What about yourself, Laura?
So I am head of residential property and I'm also a partner at Bell Lamb & Joynson. Very much like you, approximately 30 staff in the conveyancing department, about 72 staff right across the firm, different disciplines of law, family law, crime, private client, and a conveyancing department is the bigger department.
Excellent.
I've been here 35 years this year, so...
Yeah, but where were you before Bell Lamb & Joynson?
Well, I was at Rowlandson's. That's where I actually started off. My whole career took off from Rowlandson's. As a legal secretary, trainee legal secretary, and then I moved to Bell Lamb & Joynson and have gone from one step to another till I'm now, as I say, head of department and partner.
It's interesting that we sat here today because I did my training contracts at a firm in Bolton. I absolutely hated land law.
As do most.
Yeah, absolutely. During my time at university, not my favourite subject by any stretch of the imagination. Did the LPC at York and enjoyed the practical side of things. Did my training contract, kind of fell into the property department and absolutely loved it. And here I am 17, 18 years later.
Yeah, imagine if I'd have still been at Rowlandson's. We'd have been colleagues, wouldn't we?
We would have been.
We wouldn't be doing this.
We wouldn't, no. No, we wouldn't. But no, it's strange how, you know, your perceived conception of one thing can lead to actually something else, something that you really, really enjoy.
Yeah, it does.
So what is it that you've been up to recently?
Well, March has been very busy, as you know, because nearly everywhere I have been, I've bumped into you.
Yeah, that's true.
It started with International Women's Day. Mm-hmm. Back at the beginning of March, we hosted an event at Gaucho, also introduced women in residential property to those that weren't already members. And that was a really good event. So we hosted that. There was about 20 guests. That went down really well. And then a day or so after, I headed off to Lanzarote for a short break, returned to London for British Conveyancing Awards, which you were there, weren't you?
Absolutely.
We had a good night there. And back to Lanzarote till the following weekend. March.
Jet setter.
A bit of a jet setter. It was certainly a challenge that month, for sure.
What do you think about the BCAs? Obviously, we know David Opie very well. He's a good friend of mine. How do you think the evening and the awards ceremony went?
It's always a really well-attended, good event. I thought the host was absolutely amazing that night.
He was good, wasn't he?
Yeah, really good. I think he's probably one of the best that I've seen.
Some guy from The Chase?
Yeah, I don't watch it, but I did recognise him. Yeah, so he was really, really good. I think the venue itself is a great place to host it. There's a lot of networking that goes on that probably could be cut short, maybe, so that the night doesn't go on as long as it does. It starts very early, doesn't it?
I think that'd be my one bit of feedback to David, which I've actually said to him, that the networking between the awards going into the dinner may have been a little bit shorter, but on the whole, thought the awards were excellent.
Yeah, they were.
Fortunately, we didn't win. We didn't come highly commended.
No, but we beat you.
We did. I think we beat you the year before. But anyway, that was...
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
What awards were you up for? I can't remember.
So we were... I can't really remember.
We were up for the North. We were both in the same category in the North.
Well, that's the highly commended. And there was another one. I can't remember. You put me on the spot now, Tom. I haven't got any notes.
I can't recall. So
no. There were so many at the time. Yeah. I can't remember quite which. I'll have that for next time.
No, it was good. It was good. And then from there on in, obviously, we mentioned our trip down to Coventry, which led to this.
It did.
I think we both met at the Modern Law Residential Conveyancing Conference.
Yeah.
Was that right afterwards?
Yes, we did. We went to a medieval banquet, didn't we?
We did, in the evening.
Yeah.
What do you think of the day? And I must mention that it was your first appearance that I can remember on a panel that
it
day.
It was my... Yeah. It was ever. Yes, I hadn't done that type
of thing.
How
did you find the day and how did you find the
whole
experience?
I really enjoyed the day because you go to a lot of conferences and they're very technical, you know, sometimes a bit heavy. And I think sometimes people meet... There's a lot of things that can... help webinars and conferences where all that side of stuff concerned, but there's not enough sometimes for the managing side of people. Mm-hmm. And the conference was very much about that. So I think people took away quite a lot that day.
Good.
Things that they're perhaps using their own workplace and across their own teams. And I think that was really valuable for some people.
I must admit, when I first saw the idea of the conference followed by the medieval banquet, I was a little bit, oh, how's this going to go?
What's the day going to? We had a few conversations
about it. We did, a little bit concerned. There's the suggestion that you were able to wear fancy dress in the evening, if you're that way inclined.
Yeah.
And I was in two minds as to how the day and the evening would go, to be honest with you. I wondered whether the evening would overshadow the day in many respects. But fair play to Kate McKittrick.
Pulled it off.
She pulled it off, not half. I thought the day was great. The content was great.
Yeah.
It was aimed at exactly
lunch
the right
was
level.
Good.
Lunch was great. Lunch was great. And then leading into the evening, the venue was fantastic after a great informative day. Great to relax.
Obviously, I don't think anybody knew what to expect, did they, for the evening either?
No, I think some extent we were a little bit sceptical, a bit scared as to what was coming next, what to expect. But no, I thought it was a really good day, which led into a really good fun evening.
It did.
And you know, we all work hard. We all work really, really hard. Yeah. We put a lot of time and effort back into the office, so it was great to get out of it what we did in the day and and just relax in the evening.
Yeah.
One person that I've not really spent enough time with, if you like. I see him pop up often on LinkedIn as Peter Ambrose. I was fortunate enough to get sat next to him on the left. I have Rob Hosier, a good contact and a friend of mine on the right from InCase, who we work with. And what was quite nice about the evening is that Peter Ambrose kept being bought these pints of Mal. By someone, I don't know, I think he was drinking red wine instead. So he kept pouring this Mao into this jug of beer that Rob Hosier and I were drinking from. So needless to say, by the end of the evening, Rob and I were a little bit on our way, let's say. But no, it was a good evening. It was a good evening.
And we were sat on the Baron's table, so obviously...
Yes,
priority treatment.
Yeah, you were selected to sit on the top table with Mike Lehman, your managing partner.
Yeah.
Selected as the, what was he?
He was the Baron.
The Baron.
And, Melissa from Perfect Portal was the Baroness, wasn't she?
Okay.
So, yeah.
It was good.
It was good fun. It's not very often you go to an event where there is also a show.
Yeah,
a medieval show and singing and dancing and, really good fun.
Might have been being in Florida again in our teens. So it's like, you know, these shows that they put on out of town and whatever else. So no, it was good. It was good. It was good.
Yeah.
I mean, just going backwards, we mentioned the BCAs.
Yeah.
The BCAs were part of a wider week, if you remember, of not necessarily celebrations, but events, if you like, celebrating National Conveyancing Week.
Yeah.
Rowlinson's did a lot last year in respect of promoting the week and getting involved. We did a few bits and bats this year around the BCAs.
Yeah.
What is it that Belham Johnson did?
So on the first day of National Conveyancing Week, we'd arranged for a mentor and a coach, Angela Spencer, to come into the office and talk to the conveyancing staff just about managing their own stress, resilience, looking after themselves, that type of thing. So it was a good session to listen to that. I think people took away quite a bit from what she said and the support that she gave. We encouraged staff to go out there to speak with our introducers, buy cakes and take them for a coffee or come into the office to make relationships with them, because obviously the better relationships you've got with people that you're working with on a daily basis, the better that you can manage your client and manage the transaction.
Absolutely.
So that helped. What else did we do that week? We had on the Thursday. So Andy took some members of the new business team to another networking event where they all did a piece about themselves. They had to stand up and talk about themselves, and we'd actually recorded somebody in our new business team. One of the young girls had recorded a video,
okay,
a short video of different people just talking about Belham and Johnson and what they do. And so that was really good, a bit different rather than just standing up in front of a crowd of people and using, you know, sure, saying the same things. So that went down well, quite a bit of fun. So a busy week, really. I was actually in Lanzarote for that week.
Well, so. No, you keep coming back to that, don't you? Just highlight the year so far.
I did book that before I knew it was National Conveyancing Week, so I'll have to try harder next year, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
I did feel as though this year, though, what didn't seem as well supported as perhaps last year, so I just hope it's not something that people are losing interest in.
Yeah,
it's something that they'll keep supporting.
Last year, we were fully invested in International Conveyancing Week. We had external speakers coming in.
You made your gingerbread
about
houses.
Things. We made gingerbread houses. We did all sorts. Yeah. Lots of team bonding, lots of silly games and things like that. It went really, really well.
Yeah.
Really well last year. And what I see about National Conveyancing Week is that, yeah, it is an opportunity to go out there and promote the industry and really explain more to people and to estate agents, what we do. We've seen it slightly different. We see it as a way to kind of celebrate our own achievements and promote what our staff do really, really well,
yeah,
and just give a bit back to our staff. So we did it last year. We did it again this year, of course. We decided, though, to do something a little bit different this year. I was in and out of the office a little bit that week. Unfortunately, clashed with Cheltenham.
Cheltenham,
yeah. Let's get the priorities right.
So,
happy to say that. Five winners out of seven races. But anyway, so we decided to do something a little bit different in that we ran a program to coincide with National Conveyancing Week. It's called an Excellence Program. We've got an excellent external trainer /coach, if you like, called Rebecca Ray. She's come into the property department, and over the course of four sessions, we're really looking at how we can improve our customer service, our client service,
yeah,
and how we can try and install and instill an excellence program,
yeah,
into
and
the
is
department.
Everybody engaging with that?
Absolutely,
then,
hugely. Yeah. It's been great being able to get out of the office on four separate occasions, been really looking at what we believe clients want to be treated like, if you like, or what service they believe they should receive. Because I think what we need to remember is that things have changed. We've always had our service levels and things like that, taking into account working from home, hybrid working, yeah, things like that. I do think it's great to try and reinforce these service levels and what we should be doing for clients. And I think also, the world has changed. I think expectations have changed. So what we're very much trying to do is reset our position, put ourselves in the shoes of our clients, try and understand what ourselves as individuals would like to receive in respect, yeah, of client care and customer service, take all that away, put it all together and put a new excellence charter in place, which we'll seek to adhere to and really work with going forward in order, yeah, to improve what we do on a day-to-day basis and really take our client care and customer service to the next step.
Yeah.
So we've used that around National Conveyancing Week, which has been really, really worthwhile. Another part of what we did was just to get out there, just to encourage each and every person who has a referrer arrangement or a referrer relationship, just to go out there and see them, take them some drinks, take them some food. Just try and get out there and really, yeah, kind of cement those relationships or build on existing relationships. Yeah. So it's worked well. And for those maybe more junior members of staff or those people who aren't as confident as others, it's really given them that opportunity to go out there and improve their own skills. So it was,
it was quite similar, haven't we?
Worthwhile.
Good.
Good.
I just hope it carries on now and we see a bit more next year.
Exactly. I think you're right. It did seem that the involvement nationally kind of waned
a little bit.
It was a little bit, but hopefully next year we can go forward again as an industry and really try and sell that, because I do think it's a good idea. It's a good initiative. Rob Aylstone does a fantastic job in getting involved with it and promoting it, as does David Opie, who we've already mentioned. We're behind it and we believe in it.
Great.
Anything else recently, or pretty much there or thereabouts? Well, I saw you last week.
I was just going to say, you're bragging about the fact that you had five winners at Cheltenham.
Well, there we go.
I had five winners at Aintree.
You did?
On Thursday, five out of seven. So,
was it the first five? First five.
Yeah, and then the
couldn't
last two were just rubbish.
Couldn't believe it. That was a really good day. It was good. Lovely to see you there.
Yeah, good turnout, wasn't it?
It was a good turnout. I mean, for those people who don't know, it was just, about maybe 15, 20 of us kind of based loosely around the northwest and a little bit further beyond, just got together and just thought, you know what, let's have a day out at the races, let's take our network into the race course. Yes, okay, let's have a little bit of fun at the same time. Yep. Absolutely granted. It was a really good day. Everyone got involved and the weather shined.
The weather did until about 5 o'clock when the heavens opened and we had to walk to the station.
That train queue couldn't move quick enough.
It's awful. But it was a great day and there was networking going on because there was quite a few people there that I didn't know that I picked up with, and although I'm already connected with them on LinkedIn, I haven't had a chance to have a conversation, so
I think it was
a good group. Everybody enjoyed, and the fact that they're already talking about, are we doing it again next year?
Mama buying the tickets again.
Tells you everything you need to know.
I'm not going to name names, but blimey, it was hard getting some money back from some people. But it was a good day.
And finished off with a curry too.
We did, yeah. Well done to Mike Lehman for arranging that.
Yeah, I'm not going to mention where we were taken to after that.
I do not know. I got on the 10:20 train home. So.
You were there.
you mean the Curry House?
No, after that.
Oh, no, I wasn't there at that point.
You did?
Where?
You came to Hooters.
No. I didn't. I totally forgot about that. I thought I left from Baton Rouge and that was just forgetful.
So. No, you came to Hooters.
Is that one of the editable parts I was speaking about at the start?
So. Well, that's up to Steve.
So, yeah, I mean, this is kind of what this podcast, in many ways, in my mind, was all about when we were driving down to Coventry. We do work incredibly hard. I don't want people to think that we're just out there and it's just courses this, conferences this, events this. We do work really, really hard as two individuals. I know that. I see what you do with your team. You've got an incredible team. You've got an incredible firm that you work for. We don't do too badly ourselves. But yeah, we do work very, very hard.
It's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
And sometimes we just lean on each other just to kind of take advice to how we deal with things.
And just the purpose of this was just to kind of explain kind of what we do on a day-to-day basis and kind of light-hearted, humoured approach to just getting it all across, really, to people.
Get the job done.
What have you got coming forward?
We have the Bold Legal Soiree.
Big plug for Rob Aylstone.
Yeah, again. That's on the 19th of June, and that's at Regent's Park, the same event as last year. That was a really good event last year. Weather was amazing, which made it, because the location is lovely. The other thing I'm aware of that's in my diary is on the 26th of June, we have a conveyancing Crystal Maze challenge.
Yes, of course, that's coming up.
I can't remember the name of the venue, but I did go to it last year, and that was really good fun too.
That's Natalie Moore's led event, isn't it? Charitable reasons.
Yeah, it is. And it's a whole day at the office, so I know sometimes people frown at that. You take some members of your staff, it's great team building. It certainly was last year, so we had lots of fun there. I feel as though we have got quite a few things going on in May. Actually, there's a CA event.
There is, I was waiting for it, yes.
Of May.
Board member.
Well, I was letting you do that, wasn't I?
And you're a member of the association.
So much to remember.
So, no, 16th of May, the Conveyancing Association have got their next meeting. It's actually the annual general meeting, followed by the all members meeting, the legal members meeting. So, that should be a really good event at Duell's offices. in the centre of London. We're looking forward to that. Yeah. I've seen the itinerary already that was sent through to me, and that looks like a really good event worth attending for all members. Okay. For those people who aren't members as yet, worth coming along to have a look at and seeing what we do. Just exploring a little bit more about the association. But hoping as many people as possible can attend that. Going forward, one of the things that we want to focus on and speak about, because I think people will find it insightful and of use, is how we manage our businesses, how we manage our teams, well, what particular challenges may be coming up or difficulties that we may be facing. I know there's a lot of things coming up on the horizon, which you may know what I'm getting at, especially if you follow LinkedIn.
Yeah.
What particular things are on your agenda?
So I've just finished, or in fact, I have one to go, appraisals for the team.
Okay.
So there was 16 appraisals that I've had to do for Fiona's and assistants. So that's been quite a busy couple of weeks for me to do.
How do you find the appraisal process? I mean, we've got ours coming up. We do ours in May, June, each and every year following the end of our financial year.
I do one-to-ones with each member of the team every 4 to 6 weeks. So, you know, have quite a lot of contact and communication with them. So a lot of it just follows on from that, go through the appraisal form and see what they want to do about progression and different things, any difficulties they might have fulfilling the role, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I enjoy doing the appraisals. But as I say, I have, because I do regular one-to-ones, I've already got
I do too. We place a lot of value in them, and we do them mainly for the benefit of the staff, and we're pleased that the staff really seem to buy into them and prepare for it.
Yeah.
We provide them with the usual forms you'd expect prior to the appraisal, ask them to consider it, complete them thoughtfully, and get them in well in advance. We then do our preparation on our side, and then we allot every single person in the firm at least an hour and a half to go through the form in some detail and provide our feedback. But the main thing about these appraisals is they're very much a two-way street.
Yeah.
As much as I want to provide my feedback to members of staff and constructively explain where they might be able to improve, we really want to hear from our members of staff. Absolutely. Yeah. They've got just as good an idea sometimes,
if not better.
Exactly. Better ideas than we do.
Yeah.
So we take it very, very seriously. And then obviously the write-up that follows. And then the individual training plans. So we have those coming up too.
Yeah, so we've got CQS training to do as well. We've got Lexal audit.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, this month, at the end of this month. So
good.
Quite a lot going on, really.
Good. And I know that, all being well, if this is well received, we're going to do more podcasts of this nature.
Yeah, I've got lots of topics written down.
Exactly. I've got lots of topics written down. So, yes, as much as it's nice to speak about the events and conferences and things that we've both been to, what we've enjoyed and what maybe didn't particularly work, we're very much going to focus on some of these challenges and whatever else may be coming up, and then explain from both our firm's individual perspectives as to how we might deal with these things and what our opinions are.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot being discussed at the moment in respect of material information, upfront information, the new TA forms and the BASB and things like that. But certainly that's something we can discuss next time in more detail, and hopefully feedback our thoughts to whoever's listening.
Yeah, great.
Good.
Look forward to it.
Absolutely. Well, that was all really good, Laura. Should we leave it there for this week or this month?
Yeah, this month, but let's hope we do another one.
Absolutely, absolutely. If anybody out there does have any questions or comments or wants to be involved or wishes to suggest any subject matters which you might wish for us to discuss, then please do get in touch. Alternatively, if you'd like to be a guest on this podcast, then please do drop us a line. We're more than happy to get you involved.
And also, you want us to talk about any of your events too?
Absolutely.
Have you got any interesting webinars coming up? Then please let us know, and we'll certainly talk about them and spread the news.
Absolutely. Bit of promotion there. Thank you very much for listening, and see you next time.
Thanks, Tom.
Any advice to
hooters?
Yeah. Stanley! It's out there.